jury trial, the defendants violated the Reconstruction era Ku Klux Klan Act. Lawyers for Trump have not yet responded to the litigation, but advisor Jason Miller says the former president did not organize the riot or conspire to incite violence.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed for another very cold night tonight, but at least the winds will start to die down. Overnight low temperature with mostly clear skies down to about 28. Tomorrow, there could be some scattered showers by the afternoon hours, up to about 56 for a high temperature. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Wednesday night and Thursday. Some of those storms could be on the strong side. Thursday's high temperature into the 60s, then sharply colder again behind the storm system on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network. America's most talked about program, brought to you by the Wishy Washy Washing Machine Company of Walla Walla, Washington.
I love y'all show.
This is going to be such fun.
Time once again for the very legal disclaimer.
Matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with the Invisible Man. Well, I thought I was speaking to the Invisible Man. He does not seem to be... Hello! Oh, there you are.
Yeah, man. Sorry, I was just messing with you.
Tell me, what are some of the advantages to being an Invisible Man?
You can save money on dry cleaning, and it's easier to sneak into the movies.
And like so many other unusual people I talk to, you probably use David Ernest as your asset preservationist.
Oh, wow, man. You saw right through me on that one.
I understand he's been in the business almost 40 years.
And you can put David to work for you today by calling 279-7431.
An unsolicited testimonial for asset preservationist David Ernest from the Invisible Man.
That's right, man.
One final question. How is it you save money on dry cleaning?
Well, invisible men don't wear clothes, man.
Really? You're not standing behind me, are you?
All right, this thing on. Greetings once again, cats and kittens. Welcome to Open Mic Night at the Fuzzy Popsicle. Quick announcement, I'd like to remind you all to tip your waitresses. They're working hard, and some of you keep your hands off the waitresses. They're not working that hard. Now, without any further ado, I'd like to bring to the stage a cat you all know and love. He's a legend in his own mind. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Triple H, Harry the Hippie Henderson. Thank you, man. It's groovy to be here. I really dig open mic night here at the Fuzzy Popsicle. It gives me a chance to bring my words to you, the peoples. I've got something new for you tonight. I'd like to do it for you right now. I call this one masks. Professor? Groovy. When you go out now, the man, he acts that we all should be out there wearing masks. Not to hide our identity, but to keep ourselves and others disease-free. And now they're telling us, my friend, the masks can cut off your oxygen. We're all staying healthy, but our brains are annoyed because our little brain cells are getting null and void, you dig? That will make you slow and sluggish, you see? Kind of like our economy. So if that's the problem, I have a solution for you. Here's what old Triple H thinks you should do. Go up to the economy and pull its mask off. And everybody remember, cover your mouth when you cough. Thank you. Thank you. You're grooving. Make sure to tip the poet, too. You dig?
From our super secret studio, where we won't ask you to wear a mask, but we will ask you to please wear a bucket over your head, David Ernest is proud to present The Health and Wealth Show. And tonight David brings you the 9 big lies about longevity. These are things you should know about when planning your retirement. So get ready, because here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome David Ernest.
There he is.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And
I'm looking in the background.
Thank you for the word of advice about the non-mask bucket.
Yes, get your bucket here. We make those. And
we work with a lot of buckets.
Yes, we do. And I just noticed to the right here, it's Matthew.
Yes, it is.
I am not a cat. It is Matthew.
It is Matthew. And speaking
not
of cats.
Not a cat, he don't have on a hat.
Couple of things real quick.
You probably haven't seen that.
That's probably something your kids like.
No, it was like a, you know, Facebook viral something or other. It was this guy, he shows up, there's two attorneys and like a judge. They were having a deposition or something.
Uh-huh.
But he was using Zoom. You know, he didn't know how to use it at all.
Yeah.
And he looked like a cat.
And and they couldn't turn it off.
He couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, I've seen
the other attorney was like, sir, do you realize you're a cat?
You're a cat.
He said, I'm not a cat. I'm a lawyer.
Not a cat. Real quick, thank you for all the birthday wishes.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
But my birthday,
more than unwelcome.
But my birthday is not today.
I said, does he get real old real fast?
Yes.
Every month he has a birthday.
Yes, I'm trying to work on another couple of months of the year. That was something that happened last year that Facebook won't let me fix. But thank you.
You get extra presents.
Yes. Well, not yet. Nobody's fell for it yet.
No.
Thanks to everybody for the unbirthday wishes. And I have a friend.
That's the funniest thing.
Isn't it? I have a friend teaches karate. It's Carol. I believe her is Carol Smith, Carol Trawick Smith, or Smith.
Yeah, Trawick. I know karate. You know.
Yeah, and other.
You like
judo and some other Japanese words.
Other Japanese words. Anyway, she does this thing where she traps and gets cats neutered and spayed, and then releases them. They're like feral.
Yeah.
And she does that. That's just a thing she does. And several people have been...
She's doing them a favor.
Yes. And several people have been saying, what do we do with the poor little kitty cats and dogs, too, stuck outside in this weather? Well, this happened with us. Mom and Dad had a cat, and they just wouldn't let her stay in the house. So they opened up the shed down there for her to go in. Well, it wasn't any warmer in the shed. I went down there and found an old heating pad. Just laid it in the floor, turned it on low, and she was toasty warm. So you can do that if you have an old electric blanket or something you want to spread out in the backyard and just turn. They'll come there and lay on that. And they'll be nice and warm. You're helping
out.
Really
good idea.
I had to pay a lot of money for a heat warmer, seat warmer in my car, and they get it for free. So.
First time I got in a car that had that, I'm riding down the road and I have wet myself. Because I didn't know what
kind of warm.
I didn't know it was warm, and I'm like, "What?
It is a shocker."
It's kind of like if you're gonna if you have to, or if you're gonna leave your animal out and it's 19 degrees.
Definitely. A lot of people, they get warm. Yeah, a lot of people bring them in, and most people, I think, make provisions for them. But there are the feral cats that they don't have any mamas and daddies, and sometimes you have to do that. You know, it's a bad thing. They will crawl up in your car to get warm. And then you might start the car and don't know they're in there. Yeah, always when you walk by your car, give the hood a couple of wraps.
Staying warm is good for your longevity.
Well, yeah, you want to stay around a while.
I mean, you know, you keep the body moving.
Mm-hmm. But so, I understand.
But there are some lies about longevity.
Yeah, there's
why is longevity so important to a financial asset preservationist? Because we want you to last a long time, because we're making your money last a long time. So if it doesn't match up, then we made it last too long. You see, I mean, really. And you say, no, are you serious? Yeah, I really am. We want to make your money last a long time, but we also want you to last a long time with the money, because we don't want to give it to somebody else's honey. You get it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I see that.
I love how those rhymes come so natural.
He's a
poet.
And don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Triple H, Harry Hippo, or whatever his name is.
Yeah. So anyway, 9 big lies about longevity, if we can get to all of it. One of the first one is longevity is all about luck. Wrong. It's not all about luck. There is luck. But it's not all about luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you kept your bones and your body warm with a heating pad. I don't know. Maybe that kept your blood flowing. You know, you did something. You know, personality traits, social connections seem to be very important. But health risks are not totally random, you know, and protective shields do not occur in isolation. In other words, many individuals made their own luck, you know. If you stayed away from a lot of people during this so-called pandemic, maybe you created your own luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't get in a lot of crowds. Maybe you created your own luck. We don't know how bad luck can get or how good luck can be unless we take the steps to make sure we don't have bad luck. You know, some people say, if I didn't have any luck, bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of luck you don't want to have.
I've written a few songs about that one. Yeah.
Oh, another thing that's very amazing, these guys that come in and, you know, we have these conversations, and they'll say, well, you know, love is what keeps me going. I do, you know, and I get it. There's a lot of love involved in folks and, you know, keeping each other going. But love doesn't help women. I mean, has it not helped women? I'm talking about statistics. Women live longer on average if they're not married. Did you know that, ladies? It's just a matter of fact.
I've heard that.
So, but us guys, we tend to live longer if we are married.
Seems longer, I think I've heard people say. I don't know. That's just what I heard.
So
it can go either way.
So there's other myths, like women are biologically programmed to outlive men. Well, there's some question there.
Hey, you never hear a woman say, hold my beer.
True.
That's what I mean.
Hold my beer.
Men, we
she
do
probably
some,
says, hold my girly drink.
And we do stupid stuff, men do. You know, women know better, I guess. They just.
That's why you hear about more queens than kings. Yes. I mean, you know, that's.
Hey, you know, think about that.
Like, no, man.
Henry the Eighth was, hold my leg of lamb.
Yeah, hold this head, please.
Yes. he was chopping them off.
I was going to say there was someone going, drink this, why poison
me? Beheaded some of them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So women do tend to live longer than men, but that may have been more to do with psychology than biology.
Mm-hmm.
Some doctors have said women's outlook and behavior is less masculine. Therefore, since they are more feminine and they look at things a little bit different, a little bit emotional, like, I'm not getting on that motorcycle going 120 miles an hour. You can forget it. And the guy says, oh, man, that's cool. Let's do it.
That's testosterone. That makes the brain.
It's testosterone and other things. It just makes
sometimes.
It much more dangerous for men, you know. But, It we do bring in a lot of this in on planning long term. You know, we try to get to know our clients, and you know, if they've been married or how many times they've been married or if they're not married, because even though we might not bring this up to them, we're mentally thinking about how to do things that's best for them. You know, because if someone's not married, then they have a different aspect on the folks that are married, and they also have statistically a different longevity. Mm-hmm. So maybe you adjust the program after you talk to them about spending the money a little faster. You know, maybe they have no children, or maybe they wanted the children to get all the money. So there's a lot of wraparound to this. Okay, here's another myth. Married people live longer. It's not the fact that they're married, really. The myth is not that. The fact is, women who take action and leave unsatisfied marriages and other things may live longer, mm-hmm. okay? And guys who are happily married enjoy longer lifespans because they have a partner or something to help them, you know. But there could be other kind of partners. They could have maybe their parents helped them, or maybe they had backups. Maybe they had a girlfriend that, you know, there's all kinds of things.
Where are you going with this? I'm kidding.
Well, I'm just talking about
this. It's like, yeah, Dr. Love, the love line.
No. What I'm trying to get to is everyone's unique and everyone can adjust their lives. These myths don't necessarily have to control their lives. They don't have to believe that it's a myth, or the truth, should I say, instead of a myth, that they're going to have a shorter lifespan just because they're not married, or they're going to be less happy just because they're not married. Well, you read all these things.
It's like anything that, I mean, you know, financial health, your personal, the health you have, you know, and all the relationships and aspects of your life, all that stuff's important. They all do kind of work together. I mean, if you're, you know, taking care of everything, but not worrying about your financial situation that you're in, how you're, you know, going to prepare for that next step in life. I mean, you need to consider the fact, have you prepared enough that you're not going to outlive your money? Are you not going to outlive what you've got? You know, I mean, we're here to help you with that. That's exactly what we're experts at. So,
yeah. And then funny thing, you bring that up, I'll add a little bit of this. You know, we have spousal continuations. Spousal continuation guarantees that the spouse gets income after you're gone. Okay, it doesn't matter whether it's male or female. But if you don't have a marriage, you don't plan on having it, you don't have a spouse, then, you know, we can tweak it a little bit differently. So here's another myth. Hard work will send you to an early grave. Well, you know what? I don't think that's correct at all.
No.
That's not correct at all. Why? Because it turns out, statistically, that highly motivated, successful, career-orientated types tend to live longer than folks with layabout tendencies.
Uh-huh.
So hard work's not bad for you. And so you kids out there, when your parents tell you to go out there and do something, don't say they're trying to kill you. You know, excuses are excuses, but hard work's not going to kill you.
No.
You know?
No.
No, nobody works themselves to death, literally, you know. They work themselves to life. That's what they do. They work themselves to live longer. Okay. And here's another myth. Positive thinkers live longer. I always thought that this might be the case. You know, positive outlook. And I try to have a positive outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, you've heard of these so-called Debbie Downers. How it might, you know, cause problems.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Statistically now, they're saying that people who are cheerful and optimistic during childhood tend to die before their more pessimistic peers. And I say, why is that? Seems the downbeat worry about their health enough. In other words, they worry about, are they doing the right things?
Mm-hmm.
Tends to get them to do, like, go see their doctor. Go get their pap smear if they're a lady. Go get their checkup, their GI checkup if they're male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's one of the biggest cancers, et cetera, et cetera. Why? Because they're worried about it. You know, like smoking, drinking excessively. They're worried about it. So maybe, just maybe, optimism is a good thing, but not good enough to override someone who is so negative in a way that they're still more careful. So this, that, I know this, that's not something people wanted to hear, and I didn't want to hear it either.
Mm-hmm.
But I read through the statistics, and that's what it is. That's actually the way it works.
Did you did you ever smoke?
Never.
Matthew,
I think I smoked 2 cigarettes in my life, maybe
really?
3.
Matthew, you ever smoke?
Yeah, I have before, but I mean, you know, it's a regrettable thing for me. I know that, but I'm glad that I don't have that problem anymore.
I smoked for about 10 years, and I quit in 94. So I've been off of them for a while, but I would still smoke a cigar, a nice one, if somebody handed me one.
I love the smell.
Yeah. I was thinking about a cigar. Yeah,
I love to smell one.
Because you can light that and just puff on it and everything. The smell, a good one, yeah. But I tell you what, that's still something they're very, they ask you about when you're at the doctor. Do you smoke? No. I did, but I quit. Went 20 years ago. Oh, it's like it's going to come back and kill you later.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I have to admit this. I've gone on some of these conventions, and they had, I remember one time we were down in Aruba or someplace. They said, hey, we have got some genuine, this is back when you couldn't get them in the United States. We got some genuine Cuban cigars. Would you like to have one?
I've had one.
You got to smoke it. You can't put it on the plane, man. Because if you do, they'll get you. So, yeah, we smoked a Cuban cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because... hey, how many times in your life do you get offered a Cuban cigar on an island of Aruba?
It was naughty. You know, they've got a horn named after that island.
A horn?
Uh-huh. Aruba.
Hey, let me tell you something about that island.
Uh-huh.
It's 25 miles from massive inflation.
Yeah.
Venezuela. You can see
it. Oh, I didn't know that.
You can almost see it when you get up the left. Yeah. They said, hey, here's a boat that goes from here to Venezuela. But we don't recommend you take it because it's a one-way trip.
I said the boat doesn't go.
What happened?
You can
to
only
the last...
go away from Venezuela.
Yeah, what happened to the last boat? They ate it.
I'm kidding. No.
No, seriously, they might not let you come back, so you don't get on that one. You know. Here's another one. Only vigorous exercise promotes longevity. Vigorous. The key to this is vigorous.
Mm-hmm.
Staying active through middle age, they say, is very good.
Yeah.
But beyond that, engaging in vigorous exercise can be counterproductive.
Really?
In other words,
exercise.
Joint.
It's like anything. It goes back to the intensity. I mean, as you age, everything is relative to that. You're not 25 years old anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to add another one right here that's not in this list, so I'm going to go up to 10. And people are going to think I'm crazy saying this because I am an asset preservationist.
You're crazy, man. You're so crazy.
Crazy. I've seen some people who they're rare as hen's teeth now, but I've seen them. They come in here once or twice, I've seen this, and they don't spend any money. They do things like eat cat food, and they do other things like have massive amounts of assets that never, ever will be spent. That's not good for you guys, you know. I don't know about cat food being bad for you. I don't think I really want to.
What was that movie where the guy turns into the alien and they eat cat food? District 9, that's it. Yeah.
So anyway, don't overdo anything. And, you know, we say make sure you save enough money and enough assets. Just make sure you save enough. You know, there's this, in other words, are you going to spend it in heaven? You could leave it to your children, and Matthew, don't take offense to this, but most of the time when you leave it to your children, it's gone within two years. They don't appreciate
Statistically,
it.
Statistically, it is, yeah.
Fantastic.
I think Matthew would appreciate it.
Yeah, for the whole 2 years.
Yeah, and I think he would remember me for saying that I mentioned that.
Yeah, I don't like to think about any of this. Yes, yeah.
I'm just messing with you, Matthew.
No, I don't. I don't want to think about anybody dying.
Little does he know we've got that fixed. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think David's going nowhere. David and I are not really that much different in age. I think you're about 5-6 years older than me. But
thank you.
I think you have taken very good care of yourself. You're looking pretty good.
He takes care care of himself.
On the other hand, could go any minute.
Well, we all could go any minute.
I'm just, it's like there's a bullet out there with my name on it, you know. But
there's speaking of bullets.
I don't know, man. I think you're pretty hard to kill. You've been struck by lightning twice.
Yeah, I'm like Jason. My eyes just pop back open. I jump back up and start killing again. But, you know, you think about that. You think about people that you know and the things David is saying, and you just like, they're never going to die. They're going to be there forever. It's like I had an uncle. He did finally die, and it was like a great uncle. His name was Nealis. And we would go to the family reunion. Uncle Nealis shows up in his little old Plymouth Valiant, and little hat on, you know, little same suit every year. Get out, shake hands, eat something, and leave. And I'm like, that Nealis is never going to die. I think he disappeared. I don't think he died. He just went somewhere. But it's those constants that you think of, and those are the ones that kind of bug you when they go away.
Yeah, you take
this. Here's another myth.
Another myth.
Early retirement means late death. Don't dust off the golf clubs yet. Hmm. Productive people live longer than their laid-back counterparts, according to statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Giving up an interesting job actually seems to increase the risk to health and shorten lifespan, especially when retirees move away from lifelong friends.
Right.
There's something to be said about bonding and relationships. It has to do with a lot of things, you know, hormonally and everything else that goes on in our crazy brains.
Wow.
You know. And are we getting close to a break here?
We got a couple of minutes.
So, you know, those are pretty much the things that are the myths about longevity. But when we come back, I want to talk about how to make your money last longer, in case you are one of these few that do what you're supposed to and have the so-called luck that you created, maybe, and maybe you didn't, so that when you do live a long time, how you don't run out of money and how you can stay happy, and also how you can be, you know, doing the things that make you, you know, have joy in your life, and that is like what you do, you know.
Right.
Like they say, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. We are also what you do. In other words, you're a reflection of what you do. So if you don't do anything, you're a reflection of nothing. I'm just kidding.
Well,
but
there you go.
You're a reflection of a boob tube. Okay, there you go. All right, so what else can we say we go on a break?
You know, people were not paying good attention. They heard boob. And then we can hit this break a little early and get on back and hear some more about this. This is the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1. And I'm looking for the button here. You know, that they move my button around in here. I don't know what it is.
They do that.
Yes. And we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show before you know it here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Don't you go away.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Earnest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Locked.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
My grandpa was named Andros Finnegan. At the kitchen table, I learned. I used to say, Joey, nobody's better than you, but you're no better than anybody else. Maybe it's the scranton. I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, worried about whether I can make next month's mortgage payment. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is. That's why it is what it is. He is who he is. You know, remember when he went on and decided he was going to convince Bob Woodward what a smart guy he was. So he went on, yeah, smart guy. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China. Folks, true international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China. Donald Trump thinks healthcare. Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys. I gotta admit. It's all within our power. While we're getting there, man, hang on. To send every single person qualified to community college free. To community college free. And if I keep going, you're going to freeze your fingers off. It wasn't. Donald Trump hasn't delivered on a damn thing he said he'd do.
What's the matter?
Oh, is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
That's all, folks.
Come on, man.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Have you called David Ernest? There's no time like the present. Call him right now at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Set up an appointment to see him today. Now, live from his bunker, where he has been marked safe from the Chinese virus, it's David Ernest.
And joining us also with us this evening is Too Tall Matthew Ernest. Matthew, so good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Kind of rounding out the program here. It's always fun to have you along. And let's see. David, we were talking about the nine lies or myths about longevity.
Right.
Now, did we get all of them in? I think you got 10 in, didn't you?
Most all of them. Okay. Now I want to talk about the myths of your money's longevity.
Okay.
Now I'm talking about the myths of your body, your physical well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about your physical well-being or the well-being of your money lasting, long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest myths out there is something that came around, I don't know, 20 to 40 years ago. I'll look a little bit here. It's called the 4% rule. And there's been a lot written about this 4% rule. You know, it was concocted quite a bit ago, over so many years. I think they took data of at least 20 years. And this was probably 20 years ago when they took this data of 20 years. So we're going back 40, 60 years ago when this data was, first cranked up. Essentially, you got to think about this. The interest rates of that day were completely different than they are now. And the stock market of that day was completely different than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
We go through cycles and all kinds of things. So what they came up with all this data about 20-something years ago, was the fact that if you only drew away at age 65, if you had built up a sum of money, and you only withdrew 4% of the balance per year, that you would never run out of money. That doesn't mean your money won't go down. It really let your money drop.
Mm-hmm.
Your money did go down. It went to zero when you died on this statistical analysis. It didn't hold steady. You know, a lot of people say, we're writing a book right now, the 11th commandment, thou shalt not lose the principle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this would go against that. that written commandment, as we call it. When we do something, we try our best to not break the 11th commandment, if that's what you want. If you say, hey, I want this money to last, but I don't care if it drops, then that's a different commandment altogether. That's the 12th commandment. You know what that is?
I don't know that one.
I want this money to last, but I don't care if it drops. That's what the 11th
commandment is. Okay.
That's the next book.
Yeah, the next book.
So anyway, the 4% rule, it was developed with all this old data. And, over the last several years, lower interest rates and low fixed income yields have been putting a damper on this type of planning. So, they don't really produce the money you need. So they're really shifting more towards stocks. Now, think about this. This is historic. If you're shifting more towards stocks and away from growth stocks and away from income support for this 4% rule, what kind of risk are you increasing? Substantial risk. Why? Because now you don't really have the guarantees or the bottom, if you want to call it, of shrinkage. Now, if you were just drawing 4% of whatever your balance was, you know, when it shrinks, you just draw 4% off. You know, maybe that would work. I don't know. But the thing is, it's still not what you need. You need guarantees, from my perspective. Because why? Because we live in a different world. We've got the same planet, but it's a different world. The rules have changed. Have you ever heard anything you go in and say, no, wait a minute, the rules have changed. The rules have changed. Constantly. I hate it when they do that. Do you hate it when they change the rules, Rusty?
Yes, especially if I'm winning when they change them.
Like rule of thumb. Whoever thought that the thumb would have a rule?
Welcome.
You know, well, rule you know, of thumb.
You know what?
Well, I always wanted to know where that came from.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, you know?
I do. And it has something to do with the King of England. And at one point, they were trying to come up with measurements, and they said that, okay, an inch equals the length of the king's thumb, thus becoming the rule of thumb. The foot was the same way, so on and so forth. But they finally did...
We still have the foot or the feet, and we still have...
We got the empirical system, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if we have a thumb measurement, unless that was
It's just the same. It turned into the inch. Yeah.
Yeah. They fixed that later. You know.
Oh, they cut the thumb off. Mm. I get you.
I'm sure it wasn't quite an inch. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, they went all fingers.
And you know they used to measure a yard. You would take they did that with cloth, and they would take one end of it and hold an end of it in their right hand between their thumb and index finger, and then turn their head away from that and hold the other end to their nose, and that was a yard.
I just thought it was something that stunk when I saw them doing it.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was that stinky cloth or something. I don't know.
So anyway, the 4% rule is antiquated, just like the thumb. For measurement, it's antiquated. A kid still use it for pacifier. I don't think that's ever going to be antiquated. But, so rule of thumb is old. What do you do in place? Well, you know, since things are so undependable, Rusty.
Yeah.
Matthew, we use rule of guarantees. We use guaranteed income as our rule of thumb. Why is that? Because you can't run out of money. That's why. It doesn't matter what happens. You can't run out of money. And as your money is going down, you're compounding faster and faster on income. You say, how does that work, David? You mean to tell me as I run out of money, I'm still getting more and more money? Absolutely. You might have $1 million. And then you started off with that when you were 65. And by the time you're 100, you might have drawn $4 or $5 million off that million. It all depends on how long you live and how we have put it together. in conjunction with other type of investments. But the thing is, the drawdown is absolutely guaranteed to not stop. Now, some folks will say, how on earth could I guarantee that I could draw down everything I had? The day I died, I still had $1 in my hand, and I spent everything else. Well, that's simple. You just guaranteed income for life. It's called a pension, okay? We can do that. Guarantee your money will never go out. You say, wait a minute. There's a problem here. I would like to leave a bunch of money to some kids. And I'm thinking just a second. I say, well, you know, how would you like to leave all this money to those kids tax-free? Oh, can I do that? Yeah, and I can even make it better than that. You leave it with these kids tax-free, and also you had a hand coming out of the grave, like we said the other day, saying, no, you can't do this. Oh, you can't do this. And I go, man, where'd that hand come from? You know, how do you do that? Well, you use trust. You use irrevocable trust, and you use life insurance to have explosion of dollars. So you're telling me that I could put $1 million in something, maybe draw off $2-4 million tax, not tax-free, but, you know, down through time.
Yeah.
And then when I die, my kids can still get millions of dollars, but this time's tax-free, and I still control that money? Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you that. You can do that. It's possible.
Wow. That's
amazing.
You
got to qualify for life insurance. That's a biggie. But if you have term insurance, you could have guaranteed conversions all the way to like 70 or 75, depending on the company. And also, you can use things like last survivorship life insurance, where it takes a husband and a wife to die. You can put it in a trust. But here's the thing. You never run out of money because whatever you put in there and the way it's set up, it can never stop paying you. It doesn't matter if it goes to zero. It'll still pay you every month what you're supposed to get. Have you ever heard of anybody said, I got a pension paying X amount per month, but it ran out of money? No.
They don't happen. That's not how it happens.
Yeah. They don't happen. This works like that. But if you don't want to turn on the guarantee, you can delay it. We call that delayed annuitization or delayed pension, if you want to call it that. Experts say that in these annuity growth programs, you should wait probably until your mid-80s to annuitize, or should I say, turn it into a pension. And then you use something called term certain. It means for certain that if you, even though you're dead, your relatives or loved ones would still get this check. But if you had that insurance had been paid for by maybe your required minimum distributions or something like that that you had to take out and pay taxes on anyway, you're going to leave them a lot more than you probably would have left them anyway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see, but that's not for everybody. That's for people who want to leave behind a lot of money and they don't trust the government on taxes. Think about it. You could leave someone a big IRA money. Now they said you got to pay the taxes over 10 years. How do you beat that? Well, it's simple. You buy life insurance with your RMDs, your required minimum distributions, and then you leave money that can't ever be taxed and never has to be drained down and given to Uncle Sam in 10 years under that new SECURE law. Every time I hear something called SECURE, I go, oh, my God, what did they do to us next?
What have they invented now?
SECURE, it should have been called the UNSECURE Act. In other words, we're going to unsecure the fact that you wanted to leave money to your children and your grandchildren.
Well, everybody knows when something's named, with the government anyway, if it has a nice name to it, I mean, Obamacare, yeah, the Affordable Care Act. I mean, that's
200 or 300 pages of tax act. I mean, you know, more stuff going on. But, you know, they're saying there's more than one way to skin the cat. Every time they come up with some way to get your money, you got to figure out another way to hide it. You know, when somebody finds out where you've been hiding your money or your drink, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Go find another hiding place.
That's a good idea.
You see?
That's the smart move.
You stay ahead of it.
Yes.
Because if you don't, someone's going to get you goody. And if it's the government, they're going to get you gizzard and your goody. It's them government.
I'm going to hide my gizzard somewhere.
Yeah, the old government, you know. What was, you got a song, you got that song you played the other day about the dang government.
I don't have it handy, but I do have us one to go out with. If the computer works now, because I got a big old circle turning in here where I've got a song pulled up about lying. About lies and stuff.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Your nose gets long.
It may be us just talking out because they had a lightning strike up here the other day. Did you know that?
Lightning strike?
Lightning struck here. It was last week, and it burned up something between here and Channel 8. You know, they do that live shot in the morning with Channel 8.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just glad I wasn't here and didn't burn me up because, you know.
Well,
you've been struck by lightning.
Yep, I
have. Statistically, that's low odds, but when you got struck by lightning, somebody probably also won the lottery about that same time.
It could have been, but, you know, the same day it happened, they took me to the hospital, and another guy came in, and at the time, we were living up near the prison there in Elmore, and he was out there walking from his car to the prison, and the lightning hit his umbrella. And just down the road, somebody's cows were standing out under a tree, and the same lightning hit the tree and killed about 20 of the cows.
Oh, man. That's
so it was widespread that day.
Yeah.
But it's an experience I don't wish on anybody.
I wanted to hear something from Matthew about what he thinks about this longevity of the money.
Okay.
How to make this money longer. I mean, it's because he's close to being a... What generation are you, Matthew?
Oh, gosh. I was born in 82, so whatever generation that is.
You're a millennial. You're barely a millennial. You're one of the early ones, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly right.
Not sure how I feel about
it. So how would a millennial think about all this asset preservation and guaranteed income?
Well, it's a different world. It's evolving. I mean, luckily, I got to live, through seeing a lot of different eras. I mean, the decades just seemed much different before we hit the 2000s. Even the early 2000s were different. Once that crash, 2008, hit, I mean, things really changed. I saw just how, fragile all that really is. Everything was just smooth sailing and seemed to be good through the 80s and 90s from what I remember observing anyway.
Yeah.
But getting back to the question, I mean, there's never a age too young to start, planning for the future and preparing for the future. We have got, programs that could just, it's mind-boggling how well off, you could be if you started young in something that has a whole lot of growth potential, and the principle is always protected. I mean, and life insurance, things like that, permanent life insurance, talking about overfunded ULs and all this other stuff that we can, tailor to you if you call us at 279-7431 or visit us on the web at our website, retirewithearnest.com, or Facebook. But yeah, education is the biggest thing. That's what I love about this radio show. I think you get great information out there. I try to help get some good information out there and just let people know,
I have to
do the right things.
I have a question.
What's that?
I asked David about this the other day. A lot of commercials on TV now. Well, I bank with Pocket Bank, and there's no brick and mortar. It's
pick Pocket Bank, right?
Maybe so. Is it? They get my money, and I can get my paycheck up to 2 days early. La la la. There's one on there now that says that they get up to 10 times more interest than regular banks. And I wonder how true that is.
Well, I mean, I don't know which advertisement you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I do know there is this slick, very slick. You got to be careful about these. I know there's this real slick thing, and I'm not going to mention the bank or credit union that does it, where they pay like double or triple the interest, but they only do it on the first 25 or 20,000 or 30, something like that.
Oh,
and then it dive bombs on the other money. So what they do is they get the big money over there and say, this money in the checking account here, this 20 or 25,000, we're paying you 3% or 4%. What they don't tell them is that they've lowered everything else down.
Yeah.
It is true that credit unions have some advantages over banks. I mean, really. But
there's no free.
He's got to be careful. Everything is marketing, you know, when it comes to difference in rates. Right. I will tell you that the insurance industry has products that compete with CDs. They're not CDs. These are called MIGAs, multi-year guaranteed annuities. They work like you put money in there. You can draw maybe 10% a year, but you're going to get a guarantee, maybe a guaranteed 3%, or a little better than 3%, which to me is better than 0.6%.
I think
quite a bit. But here's the other thing. You know, why would you want to do that when you could buy a fixed indexed annuity, get a gigantic bonus of anywhere from 5 to 15% it added up front? And in 2018, we had some annuities that grew at 12.8%. I just got an email today off of someone's, off of one of the strategies. And of course, we don't put everybody in the same strategy and we kind of move around. But one of the strategies is up 17.8% already this year. I'm not promising that that's what our clients are making because it was a strategy that we didn't use as much. But the point is, there's a lot of strategies to choose from. We try to guess at, or help our clients guess at which one's the best one. But the thing is, if you had potential to make those kind of returns, and when it does lock in, it locks in. Now, this thing hadn't locked in yet because the year's not over with. But that's an incredible up that could lock in. It might go away if by the end of the year it goes down. But because it's connected to the to I think the NASDAQ. But here's the thing: you've got to reach for better returns than 3%. Yeah. And you most certainly got to reach for better returns than 0.6. Banks are dead when it comes to their DOA, dead on arrival for retirement plans. Don't use them. Don't use products that are, and I'm not saying don't use banks. I'm talking about for retirement purposes. Mm-hmm. If you use a bank for an IRA, you might as well say you put it in the ditch because it's not going to grow. It's just not going to. Unless interest rates go back up, unless they go back up. That's why the stock market, in my opinion, is growing, because people are going there. But we're using the stock market with indexed annuities in a safer way. That's all it is. I mean, when they took those interest rates down to almost zero, they did that. The government, the feds did it. Why? Because if they didn't do it, we would have busted already. We'd go broke, because right now, the average return is 0.47 on these things, the delivery that we have to pay every year, the government. A few years ago, I read it was 5.65%. There's a big difference in paying 0.47 and 5.65.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the $27 trillion of debt. Sure, you're going to bring it down lower, but it took the savers down with it. We're paying for it, guys. We're paying for it. If you're a saver, use it. If you're loaning your money and not doing other things with it, loaning it to a bank,
right?
You're losing. It's a guaranteed loss. Banks are good for one thing, that is emergency cash and money that you've got to have in a stash. But as far as anything else,
it's a crash.
it's just not designed for that, right? When the rates were high in the 70s, it was okay. This is not the 70s. We may be stuck in the 70s, but this ain't the 70s.
You ever think interest rates will get back to something like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not going to be anytime soon.
So long.
I think it'll go up there as soon as the government treasuries are flooded by other nations, and the feds will have to raise the rate to compete.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right now, it's not happening. I don't know how long it'll be. I don't know. But, yes, what goes up comes down. What goes down comes up. So, yeah, sure. It'll happen, in my opinion, yes.
Mm-hmm. Spinning wheel, blood, sweat, and tears.
And so here's the thing. What goes up comes, index annuities, if interest rates go up, we don't have to index to the stock market anymore. We just use the interest it's paying. So we move with the times. We're automatically going to adjust.
That's a nice thing.
Well, fellas, we're getting close to the top here, and I do have a song to play. As we go out, we're going to start doing that again. I kind of miss that. But you want to wrap it up a little bit? Just mention tomorrow night is What If Night.
Yes.
We're going to talk about what if.
Think about what kind of questions you want to have. Like, what if we were still, you know, what if Trump still won? What if he had won? Or what if they discovered that there was some cheating going on? I mean, what if you had $1 million? Okay, what would you do with it? What if anything? If you think of some good what ifs and you call them in, tomorrow night and Thursday night, we're going to have what ifs. At the end of the Thursday night, we're going to declare a winner, and that winner is going to be able to have lunch with us at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh,
for free.
That sounds pretty good. Now, that's tomorrow night and Thursday night.
Tomorrow night and Thursday night. If you come up with a lot of good what ifs, then we're going to give you lunch on us or with us, whichever you want, at Texas Roadhouse. For free.
Not dinner, lunch. Matthew, if you can get back in, that'd be great, man. I know you're busy and everything.
I love being on. Thank you.
And we love having you on, man. But let's see. We talked about I guess it turned out to the 10 lies about longevity. I just noticed that it's 30 degrees out there now. So that's not a lie. No, we're getting into freezing.
I feel it.
Into freezing conditions. So if anybody's out there driving, like I will be shortly, kind of, you know, watch what
you're doing. So here's one. Like, what if it gets so cold that Nancy Pelosi's face freezes?
Oh, it froze a long time ago.
It froze a while ago. Boy, I tell you what, she's looking worse than usual. I think she's hitting the bottle or something. I don't know. That's just what I thought now. But
it's already froze. That's right. She's got a lot of silver.
I came up with a song for us, and we're going to head out with this. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow night. And, you know, sometimes you just kind of don't want to hear a lie, but sometimes you do. Because I don't know. I guess sometimes it just depends on the lie, you know? So here you go. It's Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies. A lot better than those big lies.
I remember that. That was the 70s.
Well, that's a good one. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. If I could